From Books in Motion, this is your reader Gene Engany with The Escape of the Aliens by Lauren Robinson. This is a previously unpublished manuscript recorded on tape for the first time by Books in Motion. Chapter 1. Harry Jansen walked through the door to the editor's office and was greeted with applause and hoorays from the entire staff. Co-workers came forward, extending handshakes and pats on the back.
"Great job, Harry. Beautiful piece of investigative reporting. Don't know how you did it, Harry."
The noise of typewriters, paper shuffling from computer printouts, and rushing of copy boys came to an end as friends and workers gathered around the surprised reporter. The pop of a champagne cork was heard.
"Time to get serious, folks," said Randy Martin of the sports desk. "Punch for the teetotalers, good stuff for the rest of us. Come and get it. I'm pouring."
Sam Jaworski, city editor, grabbed Harry's hand.
"We're proud of you, Harry. That story shook the political structure all the way to the governor's office, maybe even to Washington."
Harry's 6-foot frame was lean and athletic. He was clean-shaven, maintained a close haircut, and was comfortable with his open collar. He hated ties. He'd been a reporter for the Chicago Tribune for some time. After graduating from the University of Illinois, he was eager and ready to be an investigative reporter. He went to the Tribune to apply for a job. Jaworski liked Harry on first meeting, but at the time there were no openings.
"Now look, kid, I like your resume, but right now there's two things against you. First, you don't have any experience, and second, there's no place to put you."
Jaworski recognized the disappointment in Harry's eyes. Maybe there was something he could do. He reached for a notepad, made some notations, and handed it to Harry.
"Here, take this. I got a friend who runs a small daily over at Decatur. I'll give him a call. It's a good place to get your feet wet."
Harry proved to be energetic and competent. It wasn't long before his progress got back to Jaworski, and when an opening came up, he called Harry. He gave Harry increasingly difficult assignments, all of which Harry handled professionally and with ease. It was this last assignment that brought Harry acclaim. He was to check out a simple murder reported from the police beat. Harry was surprised the police showed little interest in solving the case. His questions at the precinct brought icy stares and no answers. Detective Riley called Harry to one side.
"Now listen, Jansen, don't dig too deep. Why don't you just make a quick report on another unsolved murder and let it go? You might get hurt if you keep up with this investigating stuff."
Harry was surprised. In his past dealings with the police, they'd been more cooperative. Why the cold shoulder? Now his curiosity was aroused. Despite threats, he continued to dig for answers, and before he was done, he discovered a link between high city and state political figures and the crime syndicate's drug operations. Payoffs, kickbacks, and involvement shook City Hall and brought a federal investigation. Indictments were issued to several prominent political leaders, one of whom was being groomed as the next governor. Harry was now established as a top investigative reporter, and no one was more proud than Sam Jaworski.
"Harry, now that this story's been exposed and put to bed, why don't you take a little time off? Go fishing or camping. You need to relax. I don't want to see my top reporter burn himself out."
But Harry's relaxing time off was due to be short-lived. Something was about to happen in far-off Colorado that would change Harry forever. An event that would affect many lives and would reach to the highest levels of governments. Ed Schwartz leaned against a rock outcropping in the Medicine Bow mountain range west of Fort Collins. Although he was at an elevation of 8,500 feet, the air was still and the sun was hot on this late spring day. Ed reached for his miner's hand pick and chipped away at what appeared to be a promising fissure. Ed had been chasing that one big strike most of his life. Now in his early 60s, he was still looking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?